Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for welcoming me into your living room. This is the show Self-Expressions, and I'm your host, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And welcome tonight as we journey deeper into another episode of Self-Expressions. Okay, so let's get started. You know, normally when I, you know, start my show, I usually go into the, you know, the rhetoric of what's going on in these trying times today, which will always be, you know, a subject over another. But the one subject I do want to mention is with one thing I've been hearing from time to time, and most presently. All right, and so before we get started, I'm going to do a quick opening prayer before we begin. Dear Lord, as we open your word today, enlighten our minds and stir our hearts. Help us to understand the scriptures and apply them to our lives. May your Holy Spirit guide us through our studies and deepen our faith as we seek to know you better through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, all right. Okay, so let's get started. Okay. And like I was saying in my opening statement, you know, from time to time, it seems out here that people are blaming God. And, you know, why should we blame God? You know, a lot of times we blame God. We say, well, that's what God meant for me. Well, have you truly spoken to him? You know, sometimes we come to some certain conclusions without, you know, proper analysis of the situation. Did we pray on it? Did we actually seek his judgment? You know, we're going to cover that very topic right there. You know, have you spoke with him? Have you seeked out his counsel? And if you did seek out his counsel and he gave you an answer, did you properly thank him? So we're going to go in the book of Daniel, and we're going to be covering Daniel chapter 2, verses 8, and we're going to end at 24. All right? And before we get started in there, I just want to ask you a question. You know, when we go out, and, you know, we go out in the world, do we really think that a lot of the things that we're doing it with sound judgment? Are we actually putting faith in what we're doing? You know, and a lot of times we don't. And a lot of times, you know, and I've said this before, you know, that is the importance of having a vision board where you can have that vision, where you can say, you know, hey, did I truly express this to God? This in my heart, that this is what I want to do, that this is part of my goal. This is where I want to end up at. I am heading in the right direction. I am going in the right direction. Or are we just playing it by ear every day? You know, sometimes it seems like a lot of people say, yes, I do have a plan, but yet they seem to, you know, fall trend to, you know, playing it by ear, or just, you know, just living life out day by day, you know, and just hoping for a miracle, for something to come in and something to just, you know, guide and judge and move your life all of a sudden in a certain direction. But no, you know, we have to make sure that we have, you know, in our minds and, you know, in our hearts that we're moving in a direction, you know, and a lot of times the direction that we're moving in is just not what we've expressed, you know, and like I said, we're going to be covering Daniel chapter 2, verses 18 and 24. And when we say, you know, why are we blaming God, you know, God, and we're still really not fully understanding, you know, his guidance and his judgments, and, you know, what he puts in our life and place in our life, you know. And we also constantly are under the guise of, you know, our wants are, you know, they overcome our needs, and when they overcome our needs, you know, that's where we're bumping up against, you know, the wrong things. You know, when you have faith, and you truly have faith and you put everything behind your faith, and you know that God has placed, you know, things in your path, you go with it. You know, but we have that physical needs that's still there, that we, no matter what we see in front of us, we just can't get past our needs, where we just can't conquer and say, you know what, I know I want this, you know, I don't really need it. You know, our wants and needs are constantly bumping heads, where we just can't focus in the right direction. And, you know, that's where, you know, our steadfast in judgment, you know, we can be more like Daniel, where Daniel was praying, even though nothing was coming through, there was no apparent breakthrough. He kept on praying, and finally that breakthrough came. And when that breakthrough came, that's when Daniel realized, wow, it took a while, but, you know, I wasn't going to stop praying. You know, Daniel had it in his mind, like, I'm not going to stop praying because I know what my God's going to do. He's going to eventually, you know, he's going to send a breakthrough. And, you know, and that's what happened. You know, and Daniel, you know, and that's what I'm going to cover right now real quickly, in chapter 2 and verse 18. And I'm just going to read it. And this is what, you know, we find ourselves in this very place right here. And what we, you know, and I love the way Daniel reacted. Okay, so it says, verse 18, starting out, that they might seek the mercies from the God of heavens concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. The secrets was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven, and Daniel answered and said, bless he the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He has his changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my Father. You have given me wisdom and might, and I have now made known and have now made known to me what he asks of you. For you have made known to us the king's demands. There and David went to Archak, who the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king the interpretations. Right there, Daniel beautifully, once everything was revealed to him, you know, yes, he was happy, but what he did was he immediately thanked God. He immediately thanked God, because he knew that there was no way, there was no way that he would have this wisdom, he would have the knowledge, and he would have the courage. But yet Daniel, after immediately being revealed what was the king's dream, he knew. He knew exactly what happened, because everybody was set to be doomed. Everybody was set to be put to death. But you know what Daniel did? Daniel turned around, and right after everything was revealed to him, he thanked God. And a lot of times, there are a lot of times we are blessed, and we are blessed. As soon as the second we get that blessing, we turn our back and concentrate on that blessing. We didn't concentrate on – sometimes we don't concentrate on the source, and I find myself guilty of this a lot of times. And, yes, you know, it's a hard thing to admit, but, yes, you know, it does happen. It does happen. You get overexcited, and you think about, you know, the blessing that's bestowed upon you, and then you just, you know, you get carried away. And, you know, at certain points with Daniel's, you know, encouragement and helping King Nebuchadnezzar. I can't ever pronounce his name right anyway. But by helping him, you know, he ran away with what he was blessed at the knowledge of Daniel helping him. And, you know, that utterly led to his destruction. And, you know, that we could talk about that another time. But, you know, right now, you know, concentrating on, you know, how and why, you know, we get a chance to blame God. We get a chance to blame God because the minute that we turn away from him, and that's the minute we get our blessing, you know, and we wonder why, you know, everything that seems to be turning out so great all of a sudden, you know, it turns to ruin, it starts crumbling before our eyes, because what we did was we did not immediately turn around and say, oh, thank you, God. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for, you know, giving me the knowledge, giving me the courage, giving me the strength to go on with this thing that I had a problem with. I came to you with a problem and you gave me the answers. But, you know, what we do is we turn around, and as soon as we have answers, as soon as we get a little bit of knowledge, we turn around and we go our way. You know, all of a sudden now we think that we know that we have that great wisdom. That, okay, oh, you know, it's like as soon as we get that information, we get that knowledge, we get that strength, you know, or we get that courage, then all of a sudden we run away with it and we just say, oh, you know what? Oh, I know what to do now. Oh, no, you don't. You know, did you know if God was going to give you further more instructions? You know, that happens to us a lot of times where we just sit there and we just think that we know enough and say, hey, okay, I can take over from here. I got it from here. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, I don't. Nobody does. You know, we got to constantly be in that constant communication, that prayer moment, you know, that prayer moment where we constantly praying with God. Thank you, God, for granting me this. Thank you, God, for doing this. And, you know, sometimes you never know. God may send you to another direction. But how do you know if you run away with what was given to you and you go down a path that was not meant for you? And a lot of us think, you know, and this happens, you know, with, you know, men and women where we say, okay, God, please give me this man. God, please give me this woman. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we see this man or this woman. We think we see a sign. We think, you know, we get a signal that this is this person for us. And then we run away with it and then come to find out, like all of a sudden, you know, we see all the goodness and all the greatness. And then all of a sudden when we see problems and stuff like that, and he's like, oh, whoa, I'm not sure this is the woman for me. Well, you know, maybe if you wasn't so desperate for seeking, you know, answers to what you question God with, then maybe, you know, you have to back up and say, you know, maybe I need patience. Maybe I need to make sure I am receiving these signs from God and not me just, you know, wanting them to happen so soon. You know, we're all in this world where we think that the one thing that we do is going to be immediate and it's going to be permanent forever. You know, no, it's not forever. And no, you know, committing to God is not going to be a forever thing that, you know, once we do it, that's it. No, that's something that you place in your heart and that's what you want to do every day. It's not something that, you know, you can do one time and say, okay, I got that done. That's on my bucket list. No, it's not. That's not your bucket list. Your bucket list is, you know, things that you want to accomplish, you know, in life, you know, something that you want to say, hey, you know, I've done this and I've done that and that's it. And, you know, hey, on to the next thing. Serving God and becoming part, you know, having Christ a part of your life, that's not a one-time thing where you can say, okay, all right, done that. You know, and if you do that, you know, yes, you can say you've done that, but that, you know, for that moment at that time. But now, you know, this is something, you know, seriously where we have to consider, do we really want to do this? Is this what we're committing to? Is this the commitment that we want? And, you know, you know, God will answer that for you, and God will tell you, you know. So, you know, man, I'm going to put another scenario to you, okay? Let's say somebody, you know, close to you, they say to you, I want you to go to the store. And you say, okay, which store you want me to go to? And they say, well, I'll contact you. And let's just say, you know, they contact you and say, okay, hey, where you at? They say, hey, I want you to go to the grocery store and grab this item and that item. You go to the grocery store, you grab this item and that item. And then, you know, they call you again and say, hey, all right, well, where you at now? You tell them where you at, and he's like, hey, I want you to go to this store, Best Buy or whatever. You go to Best Buy, you get, you know, the item you're supposed to get, and then you just sit there, you know, you're waiting, and says, well, you know, where should I go? You know, should I just continue on about my daily business? Yes. And you know why? That's just how God, you know, sends us on our daily mission in life, where it's not, you know, where you're going, it's where you're at. You know, God comes to you right then and there. You know, you could be in a McDonald's ordering lunch, and God will come to you, and he'll have you talk to that person in the window, and it'll be about something important that'll be, you know, just important in their life where they need to be straightened, and, you know, they need to confirm that, yes, you know, God is out there, and yes, God will send people to you throughout your, you know, your life and throughout your daily tasks. God will seek where you're at, and God will make sure that guidance will be there in an appointed way. You know, we just can't, you know, navigate through what God has planned for us. You know, we have to go, you know, about our everyday business, but we have to keep the attitude of, you know, we have Christ in our life, and that we're moving on. That, you know, we're ready whenever God calls us. You know, we just can't sit there and say, okay, I'm ready to do the next thing that God wants me to do. Okay, yeah, you're ready to do what God wants you to do, but it's not going to be where you think it is. It definitely is not going to be where you think it is. And that's where we just have that misguided notion that, you know, that, yes, God has appointed you. Yes, God has appointed you to do certain things. You're a unique, you know, God-like creature, and you do have that disposal of him calling you on demand when he needs you, yes. But it's not the way you think so. You know, it's the way that he needs you. And, you know, and his timing is always right. God is always on time. And guess what? As long as you're at your appointed place, you're going to be on time. You know, a lot of people keep thinking, you know, I made a mistake and I did this. You know, I moved in this area. I moved in that area. But, you know, if that's what God appointed for you and, you know, you don't feel in your heart, guess what? God appointed for you and you're going to be doing what he needs you to do. You know, it's not going to be what you think you need to do. It's going to be what you need to do. So, yes, God is going to be there. And he's going to be, you know, appointing you to do the things that you need to do. And he's going to address that. All right, so right now, real quickly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish up what we're doing. So the song I'm going to play is going to be from C.C. Winans, and it's going to be called I Am. This is a song I love. I wish I had this on the board. It will be on the board, but hopefully it should come in nice and clear. Okay, I don't have the right to this song, but this is for inspiration.
Knowing all I want.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that song. I really do love that song. That's T.C. Winans, and that's the song I Am. Wow. It is a great statement. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and we're just going to be finishing up of, you know, the pick of what we were talking about. And it was basically Daniel and how, you know, he received, you know, an answer from God. And he turned around. As soon as he got that answer, he thanked him. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we blame God for things that, you know, that we're not following through properly. You know, God constantly tries to guide us, and God, yes, he does, you know, bring us through. And, you know, we have to just, you know, have to truly, you know, understand and give way to, you know, his instructions. Because a lot of times we don't, and, you know, that goes all the way back into, you know, the biblical times now that we have this, you know, turmoil in the Middle East. And this turmoil in the Middle East, you know, it all started in the biblical times where Abraham and Sarah just, you know, could not wait on God. And where he, you know, he laid down with his maidservant and had a son. And that son became opposition to his natural born son of him and Sarah. And, you know, they are direct descendant from them. And just where we have that, you know, that mighty divide that was, you know, first, you know, brought upon by Abraham and Sarah. And so, yes, you know, even things that were done, you know, way back in those times, you know, they have repercussions now. And that's where, you know, I'm just want to sit down and, you know, talk to you and let you know that, you know, right now, you know, repercussions, you know, could be happening from actions that you do today. And sometimes there may be actions you took yesterday well, this is going to affect you now because of not, you know, properly doing, you know, what you had to do at that appointed time. You know, and, you know, the relationship I'm letting you know about and telling you about is a relationship that you should always have, you know, from right now. And it comes from, you know, your humble beginnings of, you know, what you dream about, what you want to achieve. You know, this is something that, you know, that you have to make sure that you forge with God, that relationship where, you know, anything that you feel as though that's attainable and that you know, that you need in your life to, you know, go forward, you know, the drive that sets you forward also has to be, you know, the path that God has set for you. And yes, there are ways where he can nudge you and let you know that, you know, you're a little bit off base or you need to a little bit lean this way or that way. That's where, you know, when we go to sleep and we have our dreams. And that's why it's important before you go to sleep and that you pray. And you got let God know that, you know, you're still seeking his guidance. You know, and I want to play another song. And it's from Yolanda Adams, and it's Anything. And the reason why I want to play this song, because this is a better understanding where, you know, you have that relationship with God where he lets you know that the path that you're going is the right path and that anything that seems to be in your way, move out of your way. All right? And so real quickly, he's going to go ahead and play this song. And like I said, it's Yolanda Adams, and it's Anything. We don't have the rights to this song, so we're going to go ahead and play it real quickly.
How much do you dream? Have you ever had a vision that seems so far to reach? But I ain't trying to preach to you, but I'm really concerned about the road you choose. Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you choosing? Why don't you?
All right, all right. Hope you enjoyed that song. Okay, so we're going to get back to what we were talking about earlier. So it's the fact of, you know, how we blame God. And, you know, in the next part I'm going to go into, we're going to go into Acts 28, 1 through 6. And briefly, we just want to go through, basically the synopsis of it. So, you know, it gives us a story of men who thought that Paul was a sinner whom God was punishing, and then later they thought of him as a god. You know, we fall in understanding, you know, the will of God, even when the Lord saves sinners. You know, we become the first to give reason for their turning to God, and then we even go to the extent of imitating God. Many accuse God for not doing this and that for them. You know, believers go to the extent of asking the Lord to stop being blasted with things over and over again. But when the Lord is blessing somebody, don't jump into him for blessings, you know, right away, because you may not know what blessings you may need. You know, wait for your time. You know, God is not in a hurry to bless you, and therefore don't rush him into doing what he has not planned for you. You know, for God is not a robot, he's not a puppet, and he's not a manipulator, you know. And we also go into the point in John, you know, 11:32, when Mary confronts Jesus with, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." Isn't this the same way we react whenever some kind of tragedy befalls us, you know, with one of our loved ones? You know, we complain to him that if he was present, and as if, you know, we were sure that he would not have involved in the, you know, he would make sure that the occurrence would not happen at all. You know, even when the Lord waits to be glorified in an event, you know, we give the devil priority, since he became the first in pointing our fingers, you know, at the Lord for accusation. You know, it's a devil's weapon of accusation, you know, to accuse, you know. And so we have to make sure that we also remember, as in Revelation 12, verses 10, you know, the devil accused Job before God and many other men of God. You know, you are therefore not an exception. You know, he will continue to point his crooked finger at you as long as you're doing the will of God. But let you be known, as long as you have God in your life, there's no reason to be scared. You know, we will face, you know, God didn't say, you know, this is going to be a comfortable ride. You know, this is, you know, something that we're going to have times of fear. We're going to have times of, you know, calamity. So the next time, you know, you face something, you know, as a believer, you know, do not start accusing your neighbor, your pastor, or even God. You know, he may be, you know, involved in molding your life, but, you know, there are other things that you have to place in your mind. You know, remember that even Jesus' disciples fell into such a weakness when they saw Jesus walk on the water. And that's covered in Mark chapter 6, verses 47 and 51. You know, they saw that Jesus was a ghost in the midst of the troubled sea, you know. So, you know, stormy seas are not welcome in our lives, but they have come. And as you know, as time passes on, that too shall pass. You know, it may be an indicator that Jesus Christ is about to appear. You know, he's about to change your life after a bit of calamity, a bit of roughness in your life. You know, times that we will be feeling as though that we're feeling, you know, a great amount of suffering, where this is something, you know, you feel as though, hey, I can't take this, or hey, you know, I'm pretty much not sure why I'm going through this in my life. You know, there is, you know, a saying I would say is be comfortable being uncomfortable, because no matter what you're going through in your life, you know, there's going to be a period of uncomfort. There will be periods of uncomfort. Just as well as you fear, you have times of joy, you have times that you feel great, there's going to be times of uncomfort. You know, it's going to be times that, you know, where you feel as though that you're not comfortable with what's going on. And, yes, we have to get used to those periods of time that we have those in our lives where we are not comfortable with what's going on. But like I said, you know, the one thing that we don't do is we don't blame God. Is we always seem to find a reason to blame God for, you know, what is going on. You know, we blame God. And like I said, when Mary said to Jesus, "If you were here, my brother would not be laid dead." You came here 4 days later. And you know why? Because he wanted to prove his point. That he's a conqueror, that he's a mighty conqueror. And that anytime he shows up, he is on time. No matter, even though, you know, at the time, they said if someone was going to be resurrected, it would be after 3 days. But Jesus took his time and says, you know, I'll be there on the fourth day. And he resurrected Lazarus. And it's because if we're truly believers, we have to believe. We just can't say, oh, you missed the point of time. There is no such thing in God's kingdom. There's no such thing except for the point of time that he mandates. And we have to understand it, and we have to maintain that patience. You know, and like I was saying, how Daniel did. Daniel prayed. It took 21 days for him to get an answer. But you know what he did? He continued to pray on. He did not stop praying. He said, I know God is here. God is going to give me an answer. God is going to give me an answer. This is my God. He promised me he's going to answer me whenever I pray to him. And there's a lot of times we do have our prayers blocked. And sometimes we give up. And we have to stop having that mentality that, oh, he didn't answer me, or I didn't get my answers. You know, we got to continue praying on. We just can't just say, okay, you know what? Oh, I didn't get an answer. God's answer is no. He'll answer you. You just keep praying on. And like I said before, he'll meet you where you at. It doesn't matter where you at. He'll meet you. He'll answer your prayers. You just have to pray. You just have to pray. You know, and like I said, we tend to get in the way of our own blessing by thinking once we ask that what we're achieving is what he has in mind. No, we have to actually create that whole vision for him to, you know, put it together for us. It's not for us to put it together. It's for us to constantly stay in communication for what he have the places put in place before us, not us putting it together for ourselves. That's not how it was intended. All right, and real quickly, I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to go to the Call of Salvation. I'll do the announcements real quickly, and we'll end the show. And the song I'm going to play is a Mary Mary song. It's called Heaven. This song we don't have the rights to, but we're just playing this for, you know, praise and glory and uplifting. So real quickly, we'll go into that song, that Mary Mary song. And once again, it's called Heaven. We don't have the rights to it, but we're praising and worshiping.
Heaven, I wanna go. Heaven, I wanna go. Heaven, I wanna go.
right, all right. That was Merry, Merry Heaven. Man, I love that song. Man, oh, man, I love that song. You know, and the one thing that they said, you know, I got somewhere to go, you know, it's like they have it on their mind and their heart, like, look, I got to get to heaven. You know, and you have to make that same understanding, you know. And the one thing is, like I said, you know, part of blaming, you know, there's only one B in your life, and that's blessings. If you're blaming, you're not getting blessed, you know. So stop blaming God. Stop blaming your pastor. Stop blaming your brother, your sister, your mother. Come on. We got to stop blaming people. You know, the blame, you know, once the blame stops, you can let the blessings start coming. You know, you can't have but one B. And that's either blessing or blame. And you don't want the blame. You want the blessing. And one way you want to do that is, like, you want to start with yourself. And so we're going to start with the call of salvation. We're going to let you know that, you know, hey, it all starts with you. And if you don't get that moving, you know, you're not going to get the blessings. And one way to get the blessings is you make that connection with God. You let him know. You say, God, Father God, you know, ooh, I am so tired of living my life the way I'm living. I want to change. You know, I want you to be a part of my life. I want to change what I'm doing. And from now on, I want to do what you do. I want you to bless me. Let me walk in the light. Let the light be part of my life. Light my path so I can make it to my journey in the light. And once you said that, you said in any, you know, any way you want, you know, you're saved. And, you know, another suggestion is, you know, let someone know. You know, you can let your pastor know. You can just, you know, or call somebody. Or just, you know, just say it. Just say it out loud. You know, I'm a child of God. And, you know, once you've done that, you know, you're part of the kingdom. And, you know, next thing I suggest that, you know, you can do is you can find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture the word of Christ. You know, if you can't find that sanctuary, you know, we're here every night that we can broadcast. And you can join us until you find that sanctuary. And, you know, welcome to the kingdom of God. All right, and I'm going to go into the announcements. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. Whether you listen to us via phone or internet, we greatly appreciate your listenership and support for us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We also thank those that share with your friends and family members, letting them know the Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we're on the air and do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live show, we do have a calling number, which is 319-527-6091. Anytime you want to talk to any one of the hosts, you just press the number 1. All right. And also, if you want to email us, you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send in a praise report. We greatly appreciate that. Okay. And, also, if you're in the mood for music of inspiration, you can listen to PKN.com, where you can hear 24 hours of music of inspiration and enjoyment, okay? And also, if you want to hear any of our past shows, you just go to that same website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And also, don't forget to tell a friend. All right, and tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, we will be blessed with having Iron Sharp as Iron, and that's going to be with Sister Mary Scott. So once again, with God's will, God's blessing, please join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Iron Sharp as Iron, and that's going to be hosted by Sister Mary Scott. Okay, and with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to go back to our conclusion of tonight's show. And I greatly appreciate everybody's listenership and support for me and also for you inviting me to come into your homes and just talk to you for a little bit and, you know, just have a little fun and just, you know, having, you know, some fun tonight. And like I said, you know, you just want to make sure that, you know, with the two B's, you just want to have one B in your life, and that's the blessings. You know, you don't want to keep blaming people. As long as you keep blaming people and go around and, you know, you're placing blame on somebody, you know, you're also not finding a solution to whatever problem you're going through. And when you don't find a solution, you know, that continues to that's how problems live on, by, you know, not finding solutions. And by continue blaming someone, you know, no matter who it is, whether you're blaming God, and like I said, it could be your pastor, your sister, your mother, your brother. You know, as long as we continue to keep blaming people, you know, we will not have a solution to our problems. And so, like I said, you want to have that right be in front of, in your life. You know, just continue on with and receiving blessings and blessing someone. You know, it's always easier to take on, you know, the more positive light of things. You know, where we want to constantly receive that blessing. And, you know, also pass that blessing on, you know. And so it's always been fun broadcasting. I always, you know, like I said, I love broadcasting. I would love to do this whenever I have time to. And, yes, it's been a joy. And just, you know, remember, you know, there's a lot of things out there where it'll distract us, and how we can easily become a part of that blame game where, you know, we have – you know, somebody close to us, a friend, you know, a family member, where they're saying, oh, you know, this is going wrong because of this person. You know, that's part of that blame game. And don't get sucked up into that, you know. You know, what you want to do is, you know, offer, you know, a peaceful resolution to whatever, whatever's presented to you, you know. It always should not have to always be a negative form of, you know, a reaction. You know, you don't have to add on or pile on. You know, make sure that, you know, we are the solution seekers. You know, we are, you know, the blessed ones. We're the ones that's in the blessing business. Because, you know, yes, it's hard, and yes, it's kind of hard not to get sucked in, because don't forget, you know, when you get sucked into things, it's not going to be the normal people. It's going to be people who's close to you, you know. And sometimes you might have to just sit there and say, hey, you know, wait a second, you know, should we think about this a different way? You know, sometimes, you know, everything doesn't have to be, you know, a bang-out, dragged-out fight. You know, sometimes there can be a solution that can be found. And, you know, I'm not one to say, you know, all the time, you know, I'm seeking the blessing away. You know, it's kind of hard, but, you know, practice make perfect, you know, and, you know, we have to continue on doing, and that's why I've said, like I mentioned before, you know, we have to make sure that when we, you know, lay our head down during the night, that we had that connection with God, and let him know that, hey, you know, I'm still part of, you know, this blessing, this vision that you've given me, that you want me to continue on, or I'll continue this vision until you have me do something else. You know, we have to make sure that we have that constant communication. Without that constant communication, you know, we're lost. You know, we're lost. It's like having to go somewhere and not have a GPS signal. You know, so we have to keep that connection. All right, hey, you know what? With that being said, like I said, this has always been fun. I always love doing this, and we'll continue on as long as I can. So, hey, you know, don't forget, you know, make sure you love yourself. Without loving yourself, you know, there's no way you can love anyone else. So make sure you take the time out and, you know, love yourself. And like I said, keep room for that 1B and make sure it's a blessing. And with that being said, hey, you know, have fun. Love doing this, and like I said, I'll continue on, and I'll be back on as soon as I can with, you know, the time permitting. So with that being said, hey, peace, man, and bless everybody, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me.